He shared his knowledge with Joint Chiefs of Staff, ambassadors, and other high-ranking government officials. But when you lead tours here, some of the most memorable encounters come when you least expect them. We continue with our 150th anniversary series on the Battle of Gettysburg on this edition of The American Countryside. All this week, we are remembering the Battle of Gettysburg, which took place 150 years ago. At AmericanCountryside.com, you can find two extended versions of our broadcasts about Gettysburg. It's called The Scenic Route, and you can listen online or download the programs and listen on the road. Plus, there are many more editions of The Scenic Route, features about important people and places, all free to listen or download. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook and get all of our latest updates. Experience America. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
In 25-plus years of leading tours at Gettysburg National Battlefield, Wayne Motz has met a wide range of people.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Republic of Korea, the highest-ranking military official in the Republic of Korea, which would be equivalent to our Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I have had preschoolers on the battlefield. I have had from that to this.
Ambassadors, military officers, school groups, all have taken tours with Wayne. Despite the many notable figures that have traveled to this famous site, it is easy for him to name the tour that meant the most to him.
I was asked to do a tour for a young boy who was dying of cancer, and I took his mother, his sister, and himself, and they asked me to do a tour of the cemetery. Imagine if you're a young man, and the part of the battlefield that you have to show this young boy who's interested in Civil War is the cemetery.
At the end of the tour, Wayne gave the boy a piece of canister from an artillery round, an actual piece of history from the battlefield itself.
Not very long after, I got a really heart-moving letter from his mother, and I still get broken up about it today. And she wrote and told me that she buried him with this Civil War canister in his hand. And at the time that he had on the battlefield was the most meaningful time of his life. And I tell everybody, that to me was the biggest impact tour I think I've ever had.
Becoming a guide at Gettysburg is a stringent process, with just a few attaining the designation every couple of years. It's a job that has touched his life forever.
I tell everybody, it's the third happiest day of my life. The day I got married, the day I had my daughter, the day I put on a battlefield guide uniform, and I still feel that way today.
Whether it's leading high-ranking military officers or four-year-olds, Wayne's tours are the highlight of many trips to this historic town. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.